I'm Robin Hilton with NPR's All Songs Considered. Wherever or whenever you start your day, NPR's Morning Edition is there with you. Wherever the story is, Morning Edition connects you to it. Through all you have to do, Morning Edition brings you all you need to know. Listen to Morning Edition tomorrow on the radio. Find your local station's schedule at npr.org. Bob Boylan, would you say you are a believer, a non-believer, or a possibilist? You know, when it comes to life's big mysteries, you know, how it is that we're even here entertaining these thoughts? Not to get too heavy right out the gate.
Can I just say this? It's 4:20. The date is 4:20. Mm-hmm. And the time?
Oh, my gosh, it's 20 minutes after 4.
The time is 4:20. So,
I don't mean to get too heavy.
I'll get right back to you on that.
This seems like an appropriate time to consider these questions then. I think that the only absolute thing that we can truly know is that nobody knows anything about anything. I'm a possibilist. I suppose it's possible all these grand ideas and theories and religions and everything else that explains everything, but really, it's just that nobody knows anything. And I've been thinking about these notions because my morning jacket has a new record coming out called The Waterfall. I've just fallen in love with the opening cut, which is called Believe, and then in parentheses, Nobody Knows.
Are you still here?
I am, man. And I want to play this song for you, man. Let's get heavy. It's called Believe, Nobody Knows by my morning jacket from their new record, The Waterfall.
Time to roll, the answer floats on down the farthest shore of the mind. Roll the dice that sailed the ship and all the doors will open on down the line. Turn to roam the lesson learned and then forgotten over in our time. In that moment I awoke among the smoke and mirrors. I was blind. Believe. Oh,
That sure went a lot of places.
Nobody knows anything about anything.
James is right.
You gotta believe or not believe and be okay with it, that you're not believing with whatever conclusions you've come to. I think another idea that he brings up in this song, Jim James, that another idea I think a lot about is he says, from babies to the elderly, everybody gets their turn. And I think about that all the time. If I think whenever I get depressed about getting older and the body's falling apart, and I think, well, I had my turn to be a teenager, and I had my turn to be a 20-something or whatever, and now it's my turn to be
falling apart.
Now this is not, doggone it, I'm going to embrace my turn to my back to completely fall apart. And because it's true, everybody, if you're lucky, you get a turn at all these different stops in your life,
and thankful for all those turns.
And thankful for it, yeah. So My Morning Jacket, the song was Believe Nobody Knows from The Waterfall. That record is out May 4th, and it is a good one.
On this April 20th, 2015.
At 420.
420. I have a song called Waterfall.
Get out.
No kidding.
Wow.
Seriously. And it's...
who would this Waterfall song be by?
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Oh, I know Gotcha. G-A-C-H-A?
You bet. Gotcha makes electronic music, ethereal music. I think when I think of my musical diet, I like having a nice ambient record in my bag of tricks that's current and something new. Yeah. This is the one for me. Plus, he's got all the titles that are just for me. The album is called Send to Sunsets.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's Waterfall. There's a song called Bliss.
That ties in with this, too. I think Jim James is blissed out.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to play a song from Send to Sunsets, the album by Gotcha. I'm going to play Waterfall. Sit back, take a deep, deep breath.
Thank you.
With me?
I'm sorry, man. What?
I love that. Gotcha is the artist. It's a song called Waterfall. I was going to try to be an FMG jam and
you can't pull it off.
And then the singer there is Natalie Barizzi, and it's a record that comes out May 4th.
Lovely voice. Listening to it, I was smiling because it reminded me of, I follow Tucker Martine, the producer Tucker Martine. I follow him on Twitter, and one day he tweeted, "Dear yoga and massage, there is relaxing music without flute and digital piano." And I thought, amen. I mean, you know, there's so much beautiful, chilled out, blissed out music out there that doesn't have anything to do with a digital piano and a flute. But, you know, Tucker Martine, by the way, produced the My Morning Jacket record, The Waterfall. I kid you not.
It's a small world. He just did a great tweet of or was it an Instagram, maybe it was, one of these records that were called Environments, which they were great.
Crickets, I mean, yeah, and cricket, wind right, blowing right, through the trees.
Rainforests and stuff. And it says something like, even if you've never meditated, you can meditate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the little sticker that was on the front of the record.
Meditate now. You know, we're on this theme of life's great mysteries and searching for meaning in life. And sometimes the meaning or the beauty that we're looking for in life comes to us. We find those in the simplest moments. And for the songwriter Matt Pond of the band Matt Pond, PA, that came one morning when he a chilly January morning, he was staying in a cabin out in the woods. Yes, cabin in the woods where he'd gone to write songs. He woke up and the sunlight was just streaming in through the window. It's just this brilliant, beautiful light. And something in this moment finally awakened his creativity, because he said that he had been going through one of the worst periods of writer's block. Like, he went there to write these songs, nothing was happening. He says, "Day and night, I maintained shaky staring contests with a blank notebook." And then he had this, just the simplest little moment of the light streaming in one morning, and the song started coming to him, just started flooding in. And one of those songs from a new record that Matt Pond, PA, has coming out called The State of Gold, one of those songs was called The State of Gold Part 2. And that's a cut I want to share with you now from Matt Pond, PA.
When red and blue lights pulse beneath the cypress trees, when cops come knocking on your window with a torch, we will be cool when deep green eyes run thick with trouble. We will be cool when trouble colors in our bones. Full of
This is a sound that I feel like I've been hearing more and more lately. It reminds me a little bit of the new Lord Huron record, and I'm all for it. It's just a very big, celebratory, glorious sound. It's not over the top or explosive like, say, a Passion Pit song, which is great in its own way.
Nor is it like a lot of the stuff we heard in the late 2000s. Can I say that now?
Yeah.
In the late 2000s, there were big hand clap, big join-in chorus-y bands where, you know, 12, 15, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's more contemplative, I think. It's like celebratory, but also there's just a hint of wistfulness in there, a very contemplative. I wrote Matt Pond and asked him a little bit about this song, and he sent back one short note that said, "I've made a lot of mistakes in this life, but I wouldn't trade them for anything. I'm highly aware of how human I am. All I can do is keep running down these hotel halls." It's a little oblique, but I get what he's saying there, you know, that it's a never-ending search, and we are flawed creatures, but the best we can do is just keep searching and hope that we find what we're looking for. Matt Pond's collaborated with a lot of other musicians over the years in his 15-plus years of doing this, and on this record, there's Laura Burhan of Mina Birds is on this record. Matt Iwanusa of Caveman, I know is another one of your favorite bands, is on this record as well. And of course, Chris Hansen, who has been a longtime producer and collaborator with Matt Pond as well. The record State of Gold is out June 30th.
There's a new song by High as a Kite. Do you know how, remember High as a Kite?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're from Norway.
And how it, never mind.
Oh, yes.
How we started the show.
God, I got lost. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Bon Iver, Justin Vernon, met High as a Kite at the Oya Festival. It's a festival in Norway. He fell in love with the band. Soon the two bands were touring together. And now High as a Kite is the only band that tours with the Flugelbone.
A Flugelbone.
Yes. High as a Kite is now covering a song by Bon Iver. Bon Iver did music for Zach Braff's movie, Wish I Was Here. And now High as a Kite's doing a gorgeous rendition of that song that Bon Iver wrote for that movie called Heavenly Father. So I'd like to play that song here for you. It is just gorgeous.
Thank you.
What a great voice.
Right. Helene, I'm going to butcher her name, but I'm going to try. Helene Havik is that gorgeous voice in High as a Kite. It's a single we premiered on the All Songs Considered blog, a cover.
The original version, the Bon Iver version.
Yeah. We also premiered on All Songs Considered back when before the Zach Braff movie came out, the title of that film, Wish I Was Here. So a little full circle premiered the original cut and now the cover. I'd like to see them perform that live with that flugelhorn, by the way.
Maybe you should say what a flugelhorn is.
I think it's best to keep you just sort of imagining.
What is a flugelhorn? Guess you'll have to go see them live to see for yourself.
Just imagine a squished trombone, but...
Well, speaking of squished trombone, that has absolutely nothing to do with the next band that I want to play, which is another... It's a Connor Oberst project. Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes.
Who also did a project with Jim James of My Morning
Jacket. Yes, who also did stuff with Jim James. He's had so many projects. First of all, Bright Eyes. There's the Mystic Valley Band, Monsters of Folk with Jim James, yes, and his own solo work. But about 15 years ago or so, he formed a band called Desaparecidos. And this was a vehicle for his harder driving rock, almost punk rock sound in another band he formed in Nebraska. They put out one record called Read Music, Speak Spanish. That was in 2002. And then he got involved with all these other wonderful projects. But they're back now. Desaparecidos is back with their first album in 13 years. And I want to play the first single from it. The record is called Payola. Well, the song is City on the Hill from Desaparecidos.
All the founding fathers sowed their seeds in the servant girls. All the godless heathens had to leave to make a new.
good to hear that.
Yeah.
His voice in that context.
Yeah, it's nice. DC isn't built on a hill, but it sure feels like he's singing about Washington, DC in that song. There's a lot of talk about money and scheming and payoffs. And
well, we have a hill, though. I mean,
they
call it, you know,
the hill, in fact. Yeah.
Where there is no hill.
But, yeah, why do they call it the hill? Maybe we should know that. Desaparecidos, it means the disappeared or disappeared ones, and it's a reference to people who vanished under South American dictatorships over the years. So the band's music is very political. They announced this song, in fact, with a press release that was redacted, which I thought was a great thing to do. Yeah, he sings, if you scheme and hustle, just don't get caught. You've got to risk it all or hang on every number they read off for the Powerball. Do you play Powerball, Bob?
I don't. The lottery, the first day they opened Powerball, I said, I'm going to play it. And if I win, well, I'll play it again. If I lose, I'm never going to play it. So I've never
spent another
dime.
So I guess you've never played it.
That was it, the one and only.
No, you got to keep hope alive. You can't win if you don't play.
My hope is very alive.
I love this job, but I so desperately want to be a mime. And the Powerball is the
winning mime college is extremely expensive.
It's the only way I can. Did I tell you when I took one of those courses one time that, well, it was like a personality test and went and saw a career counselor to figure out what I should do.
I actually know a mime teacher.
Well, so I saw a career counselor and I took all these personality tests. And at the end of it, they gave me a list of jobs they said I'd be good at. One was radio journalist.
And you listened.
Well, I already was one at the
Shows
time.
Shows to go, yeah.
This was like 25 years ago. And another one was circus performer. And then another one, I kid you not, was mime. A mime. You might consider.
So, radio performer and a mime.
I've never forgotten that. That's. Yeah, I should have listened to him. I could have really missed my calling.
Or you could have been a mime on the radio, which really would have been pretty awesome.
He's a ventriloquist on the radio. Anyway, I digress. Yes. Desaparecidos is the band of Conor Oberst.
Do you think anyone knows that reference?
I don't know. If you do, leave a comment in the comment section. Anyway, Desaparecidos, the band, fronted by Conor Oberst from the album Paola, that was City on the Hill. Paola, the record comes out June 23rd.
I'm sorry, you have to do it again. I'm not laughing, but how do you know he's not moving his lips?
He's a ventriloquist on the radio. How do you know he's not moving? That's from Woody Allen's Radio Days, right? They say,
how do you know his lips are not moving?
Talking about Edgar Bergen, the ventriloquist with Charlie McCarthy. That's another thing you don't know about me. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a ventriloquist so bad. I had my own Charlie McCarthy doll, and I had hand puppets and everything.
Can you do it? Like,
the only thing I remember is that you're supposed to make a G sound in the back of your throat, I think, for like B's and V's.
I see.
Do that.
We digress.
Desaparecidos was the band fronted by Conor Oberst. The album Paola. Paola is out June 23rd.
Happy 420, everyone. What the heck?
Have you ever considered the human hand, Bob? It's just so perfectly designed.
Look at all those lines.
I know. It's like...
There's a new EP by Sharon Van Etten.
Yeah.
And Sharon Van Etten is someone we know and love and have probably covered each and every, perhaps, one of her records.
Yeah.
And we won't stop here because I Don't Want to Let You Down is the title track for the EP. And there's one live cut on it. She produces this along with Stuart Lerman. I don't know if you've spent any time with the EP.
Yeah, I have.
I'm loving it. Love the harmonies of that. And we'll get to more of that after I play the song. Let me play this from Sharon Van Etten. EP comes out June 9th. I Don't Want to Let You Down.
Too late.
Thank you.
just sends me.
It is beautiful, as always. And the harmonies that go along with Sharon Van Etten are most always the harmonies of Heather Woods Broderick on many of Sharon Van Etten's live shows on I think, 10 of the 11 tracks of the last record. There is Heather doing harmonies with her. Her brother, Peter Broderick, it does string arrangements for Sharon Van Etten. Yeah. Was in Efter Klang. And the reason I'm talking about Heather Woods Broderick is because she's got a record out on her own.
Oh.
And it is ethereal and perfect. I just madly love this record.
You're in a dreamy state
it's
today.
Totally
you're very hazy.
I'm
very
all,
hazy
all
state
over this,
today.
All over the date. This new record by Heather Woods Broderick is called Glider. I want to premiere a song called Call for Distance. And speaking of distance, I am going and traveling without you.
I know.
And you're staying home for good reason.
Yeah. I have this kid coming any day now.
I thought it was a coffee machine, but whatever. One of those things.
I'm very excited about both.
Yes.
On some days, it's the coffee machine, and other days,
it's a child.
It's the child coming.
Yeah.
But, I've entered the no-fly zone, so I'm afraid you were taking the All Songs tour on the road again, but I am missing this one.
Right. Stephen Thompson and I will be in Boston at the Berklee School of Music this Wednesday. On April 22nd, if I can do my math properly here, it's the 20th today.
And then from there on to Denver?
Right, we fly to Denver doing All Songs Listening Party. So we'll tweet, we'll have a meetup when we go to Boston, Stephen and I, and we'd love to meet y'all. And then later in the week, we're doing a meetup in Denver and a listening party in Denver. And more information like that, you can follow at All Songs.
I'm sorry to miss it, but it's really the fans I feel the most sorry for, and the disappointment on their faces when they see Stephen.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tough call. It's a tough call.
And this one is a call for distance. Take care.
Right, from a band.
Remember, we're going to play Heather Woods Broderick.
Oh, right, Heather Woods Broderick, yes.
Yeah, a premiere, yeah. All right. Take care, Mr. Hilton.
You too, man.
Yeah.
A call for distance, a call.